The big one in the center is on the air. Okay, all right. All right. Hello, everybody. Reggie Gay, Gospel DJ, Atlanta, Georgia. How are you? Thought I'd come on Facebook Live today to talk about music testing, share my knowledge about things that I think would be effective for you that are aspiring singers in the gospel music industry. A little bit about my background. I'm originally from Kentucky, moved to Atlanta in the early 1990s to pursue a master's in divinity degree at ITC, Interdenominational Theological Center, Morehouse School of Religion. My undergrad degree is from broadcasting from Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond, Kentucky. So I'm a trained broadcaster, been at it for over 30 years. And I wanted to come on today and talk about music testing. If you have questions, you're always welcome to call my number that you see there on the bottom of the screen. Before I get started, I want to say thanks to Zeus Digital Marketing for always being there to help me push out the Reggie Gay agenda. Thanks to Jeff Gilder and the entire team at Zeus Digital Marketing for doing an awesome job in multiple places to push out great messages on various topics from A to Z. But anyway, my phone number is there. If you see it, you're welcome to call me at any time. We really do answer the telephone. Holler at a brother. I'd be glad to, if possible, give you some advice as to how you can break into the music industry with your product. Here's one of the first mistakes that most aspiring singers make when trying to make a mark in the music industry, whether it be black gospel music or any other type of format. You don't test the product enough. You have to test your product. You may say, well, Reggie, what is it testing? Did you see the movie with Berry Gordy, Motown? Everything that he did with all those great artists in the 1950s and 60s through Motown, the Temptations, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, he ran it through a testing. He would get together a group of unbiased people who had nothing to lose by telling the truth about their survey on a product, and they would give feedback. That's the testing process. Unfortunately, I get a lot of material from aspiring black gospel music artists that don't test. You go in the studio, you record the song, you master your product, you throw it in a case, you put a piece of cellophane around it with your cover, your CD cover, and you're ready to sell it. And you've done no testing. That's a big mistake. Before you master any product that you're trying to peddle off to the consumer market, you have to test it. Test it with people that have nothing to lose by telling you the truth about your creation. Now, a testing is not getting up and singing it in front of your local church. A testing is not letting your friends hear it. A testing is not asking people that know you if they like it or not. The risk you take in testing your creation, your composition with people that already know you, is they may not tell you the truth because they don't want to offend you. They don't want you to feel discouraged. That's not an adequate test. You have to call somebody that can assemble on your behalf a group of people, preferably from every ethnicity, that will sit down and listen to your product and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. Wouldn't you rather know before you master and try to sell your product? Wouldn't you like to know before that what you have is not strong enough to compete, or after? I'd want to know before, because it could save you a lot of resources and a lot of wasted time when you realize after the fact that what you've mastered and you're trying to sell, it's not strong enough to be competitive, nobody wants to buy it, and more important, radio will never play it. Now, here comes an additional footnote. Let's say, for instance, you get a good testing. You come up with a good product that the consumer market wants to buy. Then you've got to figure out a way to get radio's attention to play it. You never, ever want to send your entire CD to radio. Here's why. You want to send one song, your best song, to radio so that you can get traction. If you send a CD to multiple radio stations, One program manager or music director is going to like this cut. Another's going to like another cut. Another's going to like another cut. And when people are traveling the country, and people do travel, when they travel the country, they're going to hear different cuts from you. It's really difficult to get traction if people are hearing different songs from you in different parts of the country. You want to release one song, one single. And then you know what? The cut needs to be no more than four and a half minutes. Sending a radio station a single that's 6.5, 7 minutes significantly diminishes any possibility that you're going to get airplay, all right? I'm just trying to share some information because I see a lot of aspiring singers, particularly from the millennial age, that you're ambitious and you have good intentions, but you're breaking every rule imaginable to try to make a mark for yourself and your music ministry in the industry. You see my phone number? I'm always delighted to counsel, always delighted to advise you. Always, always, always. I'm always glad to help somebody get on the right track so that you can posture yourself to be successful. Music testing is very important before you get to the master process. Once you come up with something that you know the consumer market is probably going to buy and it's going to be competitive, then you've got to figure out a way to get across to radio to get them to play it to continue to increase sales on your product. I just want to help you. I want to see you do well, all right? I've been in the business over 30 years, and I know how the system works, okay? Now, if you need some advice, you can call me. See the phone number there? 888-683-2394. Or you can email me, Reggie Gay, as you can see, spelled G-A-Y, ReggieGay@ReggieGay.com. I've got an app in the marketplace. Feel free to download my app, Bluetooth the audio, and listen on the go. You can also go to ReggieGay.com and listen on any of your computer devices. Looking to hear from you. And thank you so very much for allowing me to be a part of your day. And please feel free to share these tidbits of wisdom that I've given those of you that are watching this here today. Thank you so much. Remember, the website is ReggieGay.com. Have a good day.